You've got your what?
A birthday.
It's an aeroplane, missus.
You're in an aeroplane.
Yeah. And I'm a child of Amy, so I have to be
ready. Oh, I see.
I'll be a cook in a kitchen.
She's sitting on my feet, she's wondering what she's sitting on.
Oh, I
see.
Your daddy.
James and Richard and Bryony. He's going to try to leave school earlier today, and he'll be here at 4:30 instead of 5:15. So I'll just drink my coffee and I'll get your tea ready quickly.
Ah, it's Jasmine!
go yesterday.
Oh, Jake had very hard lessons anyways.
Daddy, Mom.
Did you say you didn't
like him? Daddy, anymore?
What?
Mom, what's
cooking? Oh, yes.
Thank you.
passes make me nervous. You never know who may try to jump you. Done. Seeing as I haven't any ironing to do.
better. See if this soup's warm enough now.
She's just gonna... She keeps on running away from us.
She's not very well, Sally. She's not eating very much. She's got quite a bad cold.
She keeps on laughing at me and running away.
Oh. Come on, horror. Are you our horror?
Not a horror.
You're not a horror. What are you?
I'm not a
What are you? You're the best.
Girl in the world.
Right, the best girl in the world, Sally. We told her that once she started going to the loo every time. There you are. Oh, where's your cushion? You can't reach the table without your cushion.
I wanted more stuffy.
You wanted more stuffy? Well, that's no way to get any, is it? Try again. May.
I have the more stuffy.
That's a good boy. You like stuffy, don't you? Do you know when I go to stay with my Gareth? We've got to take Stotties with us for him and Shirley. Because Shirley loves it as well. And Shirley's not a Geordie like you, Geordie Hinny. Oh, there's a knot in your apron.
I want more Stotty, please.
Good boy, just a sec.
You
certainly may, clever boy. Just wait 1 minute, because your brother's apron's got a knot in it. You may. Yes, his apron's all right now. You need your sleeves up. And you need it fastening a bit higher. Yes, it's coming. Here you are. Yes, here you are. There now. Clever boy. Oh, what polite children we've got, haven't we? We couldn't see the swans today, Sally, were they?
I couldn't see them either.
Which way did you come home? And the Skinnery Bridge isn't washed away, is it?
I know, but there's tons and tons of wood.
Trees. Oh, started the rumour that the Skinnery Bridge had been washed away. Yeah, but their dad said when he came in that he'd heard that the middle of it had gone.
What? Stephen came in our class and said that the Skinnery Bridge had...
And who said the flood wall had gone when you were all sent home early? One way of getting out of school early.
He did get out of school and none of his parents came to collect him. He just went by himself.
Were you only collected? Could you only come out if your parents collected you?
No, if my parents were rich enough to.
So how did you manage to get out early? Nobody rang me. I don't think I was out. I mean, I would have come up and got you all. You have, yes. You like that soup, don't you?
I don't know how she came in the school. She just came in. She got this pen and paper and wrote everybody's names down. And then she just took them all
home. I didn't realise I would have thanked her. I've seen her twice since then. I didn't realise that. Right, let's find some spoons. One.
They love stuffy.
Two.
Three.
Three. There's a spoon for Brian. One for James. And one for Richard.
Richard? Are you going to swap hands, Richard?
You've
got it in... You're going to be right-handed today, are you?
How far did you swap hands?
That's the first time I've seen Richard use his right hand with his spoon.
Who's this coming?
Matthew, here's your daddy.
Hello.
Hello.
Feeding time.
It is.
Table, you can speak to yourself. You're pretending that you're speaking to somebody and just speak with them.
Can't find your what?
Well,
can't find your shoe. You've probably...
They're eating better than they did at dinner time.
The triplets have eaten it.
What?
The shoe.
That wouldn't surprise me at all, the things.
Mommy,
There's some on your arm, is there? Wait a minute then. Let me see. Is it off?
It is.
That's good. That's why we push your sleeves up, because we don't want it on your arms, do we?
There's
your hand. There you are then, it's off.
What happened for the pudding? Richard's got it all over his face.
See you, Richard. Just a minute, it's dripping down your chin. Let me get it off here so it doesn't go on your collar. Lift your chin up because your collar's got out of your penny somehow or other. Let me wipe it down here. Then. Down the edge of the table. That's it. If you keep getting it on your fingers, just eat it up and I'll wash you when you're finished. As long as it's not going near your sleeve, it doesn't matter. Free with Petra, and when Paul had his taxi business,
Betty gave us them.
Betty gave you yours. Betty gave me mine. There was so much Petra on the taxi business. She's got about a dozen still, I think. She gave me five, I think it was.
It's
or I think Jim got one and I got five, and Betty gave me five.
I think we've got about four or five.
Richard, properly please. Do you want some help? Anyone want some help? You're getting nowhere doing that. Come on, I'll help you.
I want to do it.
We'll do it properly then. Look, if you hold the handle, you can tip it up like that. Get it. Brian is going to drink hers.
I like that smell.
Do you?
Mm. My granny gave one to give
me. Was it good washing with that, both all in one?
I didn't think it was really much better than any other I'd used. Are you finished, Bryony? Are you going to eat your scotty?
That's the microphone you clip on, yeah.
Right, that's to go home with Trevor. Has Bryony got her with a show back on again, by the way? Does anybody know?
Nope. She's got a barefoot and a shoe on.
Shall I take that off you now? You've eaten all that up. Good girl. Give me a spoon. Give me a spoon. Clever girl. What a very clever girl.
You're clever. Look at Dane's two.
Pardon?
Look at Dane's two.
Look at those two. Yes. They're being good boys, aren't they? Well, look at the sun shining again. Hooray. No, it's not dark yet. It's springtime now. It was dark when you went
light
home in the winter.
It's night time.
It's light time, is it?
Light time.
It's daytime. It gets dark later now. because it's springtime now, and James has got soup on his sweatshirt. Keep still a minute while I wipe you. It's because James will not sit straight at the table. He sits sideways, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do.
Richard does.
That's not what you're supposed to say. Richard will tell you what you're supposed to say. You do it, Richard. Oh, yes, you do.
And
what do you say? What? No, I said that. You look as if you've been washing your face in soup. Thanks, Sal. Sally, be careful. Oh, you've got your sock off as well. Not Sally, Bryony. I'm calling you Sally, aren't I, silly? You're not Sally, are you? I'll go and find you. Can anyone see Bryony's sock? Right, let's put your shoe and sock back on. Very good. Thank you, James. Good boy. Give me a spoon. Thank you. You're finished with it? Oh no, not quite, Richard.
You're finished.
Look, it's difficult to get the last bit out of soup cups. I'll help you. You do it then. Here you are. Wait a minute, look, you've got some on the table. You don't get your sleeve in that. You don't want that piece. Right, let's sling it on the garage roof for the birds. Here you are, Spuggies. I hit it right from the back door. Do you think I'm brilliant? Wait a minute. Do you want
I think you're brilliant.
You think I'm brilliant, that's good. Do you want something else to eat?
I do.
Well, sit back at the table, please. Don't get off your chair until you're finished. You'll see. Let's see what I can find for you.
Do
you want one of these?
I do. I want one of these.
Say yes, please.
I don't. I want this one.
There you are.
And a green one.
You want the green one? What colour have you got, James?
The green
yellow one.
Yes, you've got yellow. There's one for you. Right, let's see.
Thank
you. Give me
one.
Let's see what colour's in here for you then.
You've got one for me.
What, love? Thank you.
I
have to get the package open first. It's difficult. Where's my sharp knife? Here we are. What colour have we got for Richard? What colour is it?
Green.
Yes. Another green one. There you are, Richard. Now where have I put the cloth? Here. I keep losing things, don't I?
I lost one.
Lost one what? What have you lost one of? Let me just wipe your hands and your chin before you wipe them on your sleeves. What are you doing down there, Bryony?
I got it.
What did you get?
A
You got what?
You want me to open that?
I'm going to lay it out the way.
Do you want it open it?
I just want you to leave it in.
You want it leaving in?
I want it leaving in.
Don't you want to eat it?
I just want to eat it inside.
You mean you want the wrapper leaving on it?
My shoe come off.
I know I'm going to put your shoe on any second. Do you mean like this, Richard? Is that what you mean? There you are. Right, Bryony, I'll put your shoe on now. Come on then. It's the other foot. Bring your foot round carefully. That's it. And who's coming to see you tomorrow?
Daddy!
No, Daddy's coming in a minute for you. Who's coming to see you tomorrow?
Mummy!
Yes, Mummy's coming back from Scotland, but who's she bringing with her?
Granny Iris!
Granny Iris! Wouldn't that be lovely? Your Granny Jean had a lovely holiday. She went over the sea in an aeroplane, didn't she? To Jordan.
I'm going on today.
She went to Egypt at the end of last year. South America. Goes on lots of holidays, doesn't she? There now. Are you finished, Jane? My goodness, you've filled your mouth too.
On the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Oh my God.
You've still got that look.
I want milk.
You want some milk, James? Pardon? Better. Where's your cup gone? Here. Do some milk. There you are, dear. Drink some milk, Richard, now.
I do.
Lovely and sunny now. You need the toilet. Yes, you need to be washed first. Let's wash your first cookie then we've got the toilet.
I'm back in the kitchen.
Let's see your hands.
I need toilet.
You need the toilet as well.
I need a poo first. I need the
toilet. The toilet, I'll take them.
Oh, thanks, Sal.
You need the toilet, James?
Just a minute, I'll take his apron.
I'll take them too, because I'm going to go as well.
Oh, Rebecca needs the toilet as well. She's going to take it.
I'll take James.
I don't think James needs, Richard needs to go. It's James. Sit one down, you don't need to go yet, do you?
Sal, you will have a...
Wait a minute, it isn't loose enough, it won't go in your head.
You will have to... Amy.
Look after Amy. Amy's gone home.
Come on,
Amy and Big Richard and Matthew have all gone home now. Richard, you're not going upstairs in a mess like that. You stick your hands on everything you come to. Let's get you washed. Are you going to finish eating that first? You sit there and finish eating that now. Wash your hands. You've eaten it all up? You've put too much in your mouth at once. You can hardly close your mouth. Can you?
I've put water in the ceiling.
You've put water in the ceiling?
I'll put water on your ceiling.
We don't want water on the ceiling. We had water in the ceiling.
I'm going to put all of my gun.
Gareth turned the bath on. When Gareth lived with us, before he got married, he turned the bath on and walked away and left it.
We've got the bath on.
That was a mess. We couldn't have the lights on. All the water came over the top of the bath.
We had to get the ladder.
To get the ladder.